What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Let's send it down to Tom Verducci. Tom,
Joe, earlier before the game, I met White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf in the cornfield. I've been waiting all night to say that, by the way.
Tom Verducci, MLB Network, Fox Sports Analyst, Senior Writer for Sports Illustrated.
Tom Verducci, one of the best in the business.
A lot of fake laughter today. A lot of fake laughter. Don't need to do that with Tom Verducci. He's very serious. Very serious. He joins us on loan from MLB.
Not funny at all, actually.
No. He's got a nice smile. He just, you know, Tom and great hair. He's just not
great
known.
Hair.
He's not, doesn't have the one-liners that Ken Rosenthal has.
I don't know whether to compliment you on that intro or crush you, but well done.
Well, Tim Anderson, we spent a lot of this day talking about a great movie, and you go out and write your own Hollywood script.
You know, we made history tonight.
For Tom Verducci, I'm Jason Benetti. Somebody downstairs just said that ball's out. Oh, boy. Here we go. Three straight hitters.
I just was enjoying listening to it because, like, when Olivier did Hamlet, you don't interrupt.
We're glad to have expanded your vocabulary as we go to the seventh.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's always a treat when we get the opportunity to talk baseball with Tom Verducci. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. We were kind of walking through what the possible repercussions for the Cubs could be with the Rafael Devers. Like, I'm going to a very negative place, Tom. I'm thinking, one, it makes the Giants so much better and the Cubs have to deal with them. Two, this opens up the Red Sox to maybe pursue Kyle Tucker in free agency because now they've got that $250 million off the books.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right on the first count because to me, the Giants look like a really good wild card type contending team with a big hole in their offense. And they fixed that without really giving up anything of the major league team right now. So that's a perfect scenario to add an impact hitter without giving up much from your 26-man roster. So the second part of it, I don't know. I think if I'm Alex Bregman and Scott Boras' agent, I got to love this sort of dilemma the Red Sox are in now because they're almost forced to really extend Alex Bregman. He's worked out great there. We know how well he hits in that ballpark. He does have an opt-out after this season. I know he's hurt right now, but I think, yes, listen, you'd be crazy not to get in on Kyle Tucker, but I think the money goes towards Alex Bregman. And, you know, let's face it, as much trouble as the Giants have had signing free agent hitters, why wouldn't they have been in on Kyle Tucker, right? So if you want to be an optimist, you could say that's one suitor that's out there. Now, they tried Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and on, didn't get them. But they've shown that they have a willingness to spend. But Devers their guy now for the next 8.5 years and $250 million or so.
It's pretty amazing. You know what I kept thinking about with this trade? And you'll tell me if this has any shot of coming true. Theo Epstein trades a disgruntled superstar and Nomar Garcia-Para in 2004, and the Red Sox got better. You know, it's like they've got the three kids there all up now. Roman Anthony can play every day. I know he's 1 for 17 to start. Kyle Harrison, maybe he's in the rotation later this year. Maybe Jordan Hicks is a bullpen beast. I don't know. But like, is there a chance that the Red Sox end up being okay here? And it takes a similar fate as that 2004 trade.
Well, dude, we were thinking the same thing. Really, that was my first thought, was the Nomar Garcia Parra trade, just in terms of the fact that it's a bold move, right? You're trading a guy who is a homegrown star player who your fans really like and has produced. And you don't have pressure to trade the player, but you go ahead and make that deal. Now, the difference was, I think the Red Sox knew, well, I know this back then, they looked at his defensive metrics of Nomar at shortstop. They saw that he was not happy in Boston, the contract situation wearing on him. They didn't think they could win with him. I think this is a little bit different. I think the Red Sox decided in this case with Devers, this was just an untenable situation that was not going to get better. We all understand the emotions in spring training, right? They bring Bregman in. I thought it was awkward in the beginning, guys, when they bring Bregman in and they're playing this parlor game. Like, we really can't tell you what position he's going to play. We really don't know yet. Stop it. We all know that Alex Bregman is 10 times a third baseman, Rafael Devers. Just tell the world, and especially tell Rafael Devers, this is the way it is. Why they didn't do that from get-go, I don't know. So a lack of communication really started the fire here, but then Devers has got to get over it. I mean, I know people will talk about the money being paid to him. To me, it's more about a commitment. The team identifies you as a real franchise player, right? And when they tell you, listen, we think you should at least start taking ground balls at first base. And again, this should have been done in spring training.
Yep.
The fact that that wasn't done sort of catered to this kind of complaint and this morass that that Devers was going through. Like, oh, they don't want me anymore kind of thing. They should have broken that early, but they didn't. They let it ride out. But then he never changed his mind either. I mean, last week he was taking ground balls at shortstop, just kind of goofing around out there. Again, just tell him, we'll work with you every day. It's good for your body just to stay active, even if we don't know if a spot's going to come up. That never happened. So I think they saw they were at a point where things were not going to change. They were stuck in this limbo situation. And if I'm Roman Anthony and I'm Marcelo Mayer and I'm Christian Campbell and I'm coming up from the minor leagues, that's my introduction to the franchise player and how you play Red Sox baseball? No, I don't want that. You look at any great team, guys, and you know this. I mean, you've seen great teams in Chicago. It's the star players who are going to set the culture. It's really not the GM. It's not as much as we think of the manager. It's really your best players on the team and what the culture they set. And I think the Red Sox saw that it wasn't going to get better with Devers. So you punt. You're not going to get equal value. But they did. They didn't have to pay a dime. The whole contract was assumed by the Giants. And they did okay with the deal. But to get back to your original question, I don't know that they're better short term. I mean, I want Rafael Devers in the lineup. He's a great hitter, right? It wasn't working in Boston. You know, they didn't get a whole lot for such a great hitter. So short term, I'd say they're less of a threat than they were. But I think this was something they felt like they had to do.
Let me gently push back on your last statement, Tom, because I wanted to ask you about Buster Posey. Because it does seem like Buster Posey is out here setting the tone for what the Giants are as an organization. What was his rise to this position, and so far so good for him?
Yeah, well, it's a great point, because I do think in this case, Buster Posey is going to be the point person, not Bob Melvin, the manager, as much experience as he has. It's going to be up to Buster to sit down, because he's got that cachet, if you will, right? I mean, all-star player, probably going to the Hall of Fame, the three championships, you know, the whole pedigree of Buster Posey. Everybody knows, whether you're from San Francisco or not. So I think it's up to him to sit down with Rafael Devers and explain how this is going to work better in San Francisco than it did in Boston. So I understand why he did this. I mean, he's a big culture guy. And if anybody was around the Giants in spring training, they talked a lot about that. You know, in the last few years under Farhan Zaidi, they flipped that roster almost on a daily basis. They were looking for every incremental edge that they could find, to the point of there was a lack of stability there, right? And Bob Melvin and Buster Posey really decided, we're going to get back to where we were in 10, 12, and 14, where, you know, not that you have to have the same group, but stability and trust. You know, you're not making a move when a guy goes 0 for 4 and you're sitting him down or sending him down the next day. So I do think Buster's fingerprints are all over this organization. Maybe not exactly how they play baseball, but the culture of this team. And I think he's firmly convinced that they've got a culture, and it starts with Buster, that Rafael Devers is going to go in there and be a true teammate. And we'll find out tomorrow. He's going to have a press conference with the Giants, introductory press conference. Wouldn't it be ironic, because they play the Red Sox this weekend, and with Matt Chapman on the IL, if Devers is playing third base against the Red Sox this weekend? I actually want to see that happen.
I do, too.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Tom Verducci is with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. The Red Sox and the Cubs have been linked up for the past couple years as, you know, big time, big money franchises who are not quite doing what the top four or five behemoths are doing. And so when I see this trade, I'm like, all right, is this cost cutting? Or, you know, because they got San Francisco to take 100% of the money, or is it just kind of a reflection of the type of player and person that they want to invest in, which is the way the Cubs have been spinning it. You know, like, well, we find the right guy to invest in, we will spend the money on him. Like, do you see this as an example of the Red Sox pulling back from spending at the top of the market?
I don't necessarily think that. I think this is just specific to this situation with Devers, because I think the Bregman signing and the trade and then an extension for Crochet told you that they're back in business, that they saw this great group, well, the prospects, but they look like they're going to be great players coming along at the same time, and this window is just starting to open. So supplement that now, and there's still a work in progress, don't get me wrong. But I think this is not a lack of commitment that we're going to scale back now. It's just that they think that this was actually going to be a net negative. If you don't have, you know, there's players, Aaron Boone likes to say, there's players who like to give energy and some players just take energy, right? And you have to be really careful about what you put in your room. But your best players have to be the kind of players that give energy and not take it. And I think they saw a situation where Devers were that, if it wasn't exactly, I wouldn't say it was poisoning the clubhouse, but it wasn't setting the right example for how they want this team to play going forward. So I think it was very specific to Devers.
Do you believe, Tom, that the Cubs are willing to spend what they need to keep Kyle Tucker here?
I'd like to believe that. Yeah. I mean, because he's the right player at the right time, right? I mean, really. You can make a case with some other players who've come on the market that maybe it's not the right kind of player, you know, whether it was someone like a Juan Soto, who I know people say, you know, he's really not a great base runner, not a great defender. There's reasons you can find to knock one of the great hitters of our generation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But how do you knock Kyle Tucker, right? And he's producing exactly how you thought he would, just a steady, reliable player in all phases of the game. So, yes, I think the Cubs have to be involved in it. Where the number goes, you know, the recent signing has been great for Kyle Tucker, whether it was Soto or Vlad Guerrero. I mean, his market is only going to continue to go up. do you win that bidding war? I don't know, but absolutely the Cubs have what it takes to remain in that bidding war.
Is it already too late to sign Pete Kerr Armstrong to an extension?
No, you put that right number on the table, it's never too late. I love that story, by the way. And I know he came up as a guy with a lot of promise and speed and great defender. Would he ever hit that kind of thing? I just love the story because I know we talk a lot as fans and media about payrolls, right? And we equate payroll with commitment. I look a lot, guys, at now major league development. We think of player development as minor leagues, right? And I look around the teams that, you know, like Cleveland with their pitching or Milwaukee, the way they do it. People go in there and they all of a sudden they're playing better. I'm looking at the Cubs now, and I got to tell you, with their staff now, they're doing a great job. I mean, just last year, the adjustments they made with PCA in the middle of the season, team goes to Kansas City, they bring him in the cage, they take away the drift in his approach at the plate, and they have him hitting off his backside. He's a completely different hitter. Now, it takes aptitude, it takes athleticism to really do that. But the fact is they did it. And then you look at the rotation this year with the injuries, and you have, you know, the Tyones and the Reyes and, you know, mid-30 guys really stepping up and picking up innings and throwing the ball really well. It's a credit to the major league coaching staff. So I like watching the way the Cubs play baseball, sort of like Milwaukee. Very athletic, right? Defend the field well, put the ball in play. But as far as PCA goes, yeah, I would try to lock him up as soon as possible because the comp I've used on him is Jim Edmonds. I think you're looking at a guy who's got tremendous power potential. We're starting to just see that now, but we know he's an impact player defensively. You know, he's Edmonds with a little more speed, too. Don't get me wrong. He can steal a lot more bases. But a center fielder, it's a hard position to fill in the big leagues these days. And if you do that with power, good luck making a long list and find those guys.
Totally agree with Tom Verducci about the way the Cubs have been developing people at the big league level. It's a credit to Craig Counsell and the coaching staff and Jed Hoyer. So now, as the trade deadline approaches, who's the best starting pitcher they could possibly go and get? Because they'll need one. Is it Sandy Alcantara? Are the Braves going to put Chris Sale on the trade block? Who's the best guy they could go get?
Yeah, I would be surprised the Braves move people. They've been a great second-half team there. And the fan base there, the way the team is built, I don't think they're built to cash it in after, you know, we've seen them last year and the year they won the World Series, play really well the last 2-3 months. I like Alcantara a lot. And just watching his more recent starts, they've been a lot better. He had a real hard time getting the ball to both sides of the plate. Now he's starting to command the ball the way he did before. The velocity has been okay. I mean, it's what we see a lot with Tommy John guys coming back, right? Their velo is good, and you look at the metrics of the pitches, and you say, you know, the guy's back. But command-wise, no, he wasn't even close the first month or two of the season. But I see a fully healthy guy, command coming back. I'm betting on the upside here, not when you look at the numbers, 7-something ERA, doesn't look pretty. I think he's trending the right way. Listen, I don't think the Devers deal was a shock, right? Partly because we just don't see trades in June. So we're still probably a good month away from these things kind of percolating. But I would say Alcantara to me, because I always say you trade for a starting pitcher, he better be somebody who can start one of the first three games of postseason series for you. And I think he's the best option, will be the best option.
How much fun are you having watching what Aaron Judge is doing?
I'm blown away by it, really. I mean, I write a lot about how great pitching is these days and how hard hitting is, and it is. I mean, you guys see it on a nightly basis, what comes out of the bullpen. It doesn't matter what inning anymore. You don't have to wait for the 7th inning to see wipeout guys coming in. And to see him just, you know, even getting close to 400, the slugging, it's just remarkable that this guy, who's been a great hitter and certainly a great slugger, is just... He's the Babe Ruth of our generation. I really believe that. I'm still shocked that teams pitch to Aaron Judge as much as they do. Now, the Red Sox had a great weekend. I mean, they struck him out 9 times. I mean, that was pretty impressive to watch. But in general, I don't know what the recent numbers are, but going into last week, Judge was seeing more pitches in the strike zone this year than in any season in his career. And I can't understand that because I do think he's so good. Like, even in the first inning, I don't want to pitch to Aaron Judge. I mean, there are certain times where it's obvious, game on the line, first base open. But He's so good right now. I give him all the respect in the world.
I feel so bad for Cal Raleigh because he's having this amazing season, and he's got zero chance to win MVP if Aaron Judge stays healthy.
Yeah, no shot. I mean, really. I mean, he's that far ahead. And Raleigh, you're talking about a guy, he's a platinum defender behind the plate. He's not just, you know, a guy's on pace to hit, 50 home runs as a catcher. But yes, Aaron Judge is that good. He's almost put it away this early in the season.
Shohei Ohtani heard you refer to Aaron Judge as the Babe Ruth of this generation, and he said, "I'm pitching tonight. Shohei's pitching tonight. He's going to be an opener." That's fascinating. That's a team. Hell, they won a World Series using a bullpen game last year in the middle of a World Series. Shohei, a bullpen weapon for the Dodgers down the stretch, or a starter?
No, he's a starter. You just can't pitch him in the bullpen. He needs time to ramp up and get himself ready. I'm excited about tonight. I mean, he's only going to throw one or two innings, right? I mean, you can't send him to the minor leagues as you would most starting pitchers to kind of build up arm strength because they need him to DH, right? You can't take him out of the lineup. And he doesn't want to do that anyway. He's throwing sim games. Why not just pitch against the Padres, against Dylan Cease in Dodger Stadium? So it's one of the coolest things in baseball, guys. I mean, even if you don't watch the whole game, you'll watch Shohei Ohtani take the mound for the first time as a Dodger, by the way, pitch the top of the first inning, run to the dugout, get his batting gloves and his bat and his helmet, and go up and lead off the bottom of the first. I mean, that's what you see in Williamsport. You don't see that in Dodger Stadium. It's just remarkable. I never get used to it. I hope fans don't get used to it. I expect him to be really, really good because he wants to be and is the best player in the world. He's the most talented baseball player that has ever played this game. There's no argument. Babe Ruth, whoever you want to come up with, no one has been this talented. We're talking about somebody who could get a Cy Young Award and a home run title in the same season. So I think, listen, he's going to be stretched out slowly, you know, probably pitching once or twice a week. It's all about, can he start one of those playoff games once the Dodgers get there in October? And I would not bet against this guy. I tell people all the time, he's the most purposeful baseball player I've ever been around. I used to say that about Cal Ripken. Nothing that he does is just frivolous or off the cuff. And he does want to be the best player who ever lived. And he does that in such a humble way. It's crazy.
Watching him last night and you go, oh yeah, that's right. He can do all the things. There's a play late in the game where he legs out an infield single. And it was like a great defensive play by the Giants. They almost got him at first base. But it's like, oh yeah, he's also super fast. He's a 50-50 guy. Like the fact that if you tried to generate him on a video game, the game would reject it.
I'll tell you the most amazing thing about Shohei. And obviously the physical skills you just mentioned, it crazy, right? But he's the kind of guy, people around him, and I've seen this the little bit I've been around him, and I have spent a bunch of time with him, but more so teammates will tell you this. He feels no stress at all. And it's very hard for me to find somebody. Jeter was the closest I've been around in that sense. Shohei just knows he's really good, and again, in a very humble way, but he's never stressed out. He never worries about things are maybe not going to work out or this is a difficult situation. There's this joy that he plays the game with that is, again, unlike anything that I've seen. I think that comes from, you know, just his love for the game and this lack of stress that he has. It's a very hard game to play. But I get the sense he never feels the difficulty and the stress of the game.
Boy, that's a gift. You know, it's like Manny Ramirez didn't feel any stress ever, but he was also odd.
He didn't have a bunch of gloves or anything like that. He didn't have a lot of stress. Tom, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Yeah, man. Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tom.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.